My name is Allie Coomer. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 30th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Nana, who's my grandma. We are recording this interview in Butler, Pennsylvania. Okay. Hello, Nana.
Hi, Lori.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
Oh, it's hard to choose anything. One of my happiest moments in my life was when your dad was born.
Oh, gosh.
He was my first child and stuff.
Did he make you proud?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yes. you want more happy moments?
Yes.
Oh my. day you were born.
Oh yeah.
And your brother.
Oh.
And then another happy moment was when I saw you seeing your brother for the first time right after he was born.
Oh god.
You were so excited, you cried and cried. You were so happy to see him.
Oh no.
And you guys seriously have been the best friends ever since.
Yeah.
You do love each other very much.
Yeah. What was your childhood like?
My family was rather on the poor side. That was in the 50s. And my dad had a job out at Fritz Moon Tube out in East Butler, which moved to Sharon, but he refused to move, so we stayed in Butler. So he just got odd jobs and this and that. And so my mother had a cosmetic business on the side that she worked to make ends meet. And we didn't have much, but we were very, very happy. And we were happy with what we had. But I have a lot of good memories. We didn't go out to eat ever like you do nowadays.
Yeah.
Because there just wasn't that many places around here. All we had was like Natilly's and in Butler and Horn of Plenty down on Route 8 South.
Natilly's is good.
Yeah. And, well, there wasn't in Tilly's North. It was just the one down by Ford Garage.
Oh.
Other than that, you just didn't go out to eat. You cooked at home all the time. In fact, we'd ever go out once a year, and that was for my mother and dad's wedding anniversary, and we went to Morgan's Diner, that old diner. It was across from the old post office. And it was just a little old, you know, one of those old diner places. But that was really something to be able to eat out. And you didn't go anywhere or that much. Yeah. We didn't even have a car.
Really?
No, really. We didn't have a vehicle, so.
When did you have your first car?
Let me see. I think I was probably around 14 when we got our first car. So we walked everywhere. So we lived on the south side of Butler. And to go to church, we went to church at St. Peter's Church, over by the middle school now.
Yeah.
And we walked that. In fact, this sounds funny, but when I was little, 5 and 6 years old, I would walk to kindergarten and first grade by myself. And I was only, like I said, 5 or 6 years old. And I walked from up above St. Michael's Church on the south side. Yeah. And I walked by myself clear over to St. Peter's Church downtown in Butler. And I did that every day. But that was normal because you just didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, it sounds bad, but I love my childhood. You just had your love of your parents and stuff, and then I got a job when I was 16, and I've been working ever since I was 16 years old.
That's cool.
But it was good.
Who is your childhood best friend?
My childhood best friend, her name is Ginger. And she lived across the street from me. And we grew up, believe it or not, in the same playpen together. And we're still best of friends. We keep in touch all the time. And we go out for lunch or dinner at least 2 to 3 times a year. And just so we see each other and catch up. And she's still my best friend.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What was your first real job?
My first real job was down at Prescription Pharmacy on Center Avenue in Butler. And I was a cashier with the old push button registers and stuff. And you, back in those days, you didn't wear pants or jeans or anything. You always had to wear a dress or a skirt.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And no, not until I was a junior in high school. That's the first time we were allowed to wear pants. And then when I was a senior in high school, that's when we were allowed to wear jeans to school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But my first job I loved. I worked with two pharmacists. And the one is still living today, Dorothy. And but I was a cashier, and when you weren't busy doing the cashier work and stuff, you had to dust everything in the store.
Oh, God.
You had to take everything off the shelves and dust all the shelves and put all the stuff back and,
oh, no.
Empty the trash and sweep, and you just did it all the time. And I got paid 90 cents an hour. And then I got a raise to $1 an hour.
Oh, man.
So I worked there all through high school and stuff. Like, in the evenings and then on the weekends. Oh, with that being said, excuse me. On Sunday, we were one of the few pharmacies in Butler that was open from 9 in the morning to 1. But at 1 o'clock, everything was shut down because they were called, oh, what were they called? Blue Sundays? The Blue Law. Blue Laws.
Okay.
And there weren't any stores open anywhere. So the only place you could get anything from was from a pharmacy or a drugstore, mm-hmm, or something. But they all had to be closed by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. But no stores were allowed open. And then they only started opening more when women went back to work and were in the workforce, and then they expanded. They opened Sunday up.
Yeah. What was your favorite job that you've had so far?
I have a love of two jobs. I was a nurse in the 70s. And then I went on to become a respiratory therapist. And I did that for 45 years at Butler Memorial Hospital. And I dearly loved my job. And I was so fortunate to have an occupation that I really enjoyed and loved. 'Cause it was always changing. It was, yeah, never the same thing. You never knew what was going to happen next minute or, mm-hmm, something. It was, so I was really fortunate.
Do you have a fun story you can tell about
work?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People are really different. I worked a night shift raising my kids for 14 years during that 45 years that I worked. And being working night shift, you saw a lot of different things. A lot. Some I really can't mention. But, it was just the people that made it fun. And when you went to work and stuff, it just felt like a family atmosphere. And everybody had to work together to make everything work.
Mm-hmm.
But fun things, geez, I can't pinpoint anything right now off the top of my head, but it was all good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was rough days too, but we used to laugh like crazy and you just work together as a team.
Mm-hmm. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Both. I've had dogs before. Two. I'm trying to think. I think only two in my life. One lived for 15 years. It was a buff-colored Cocker Spaniel. And the other one was a little dog from hell, Moosey. The Moosey lived for about 16, 17 years.
Yeah,
old.
She was old.
Yeah.
She was really old.
And there's a big story for her. But I dearly love both of them very, very much. And I've had 1, 2, 3, 4 cats. Which
one's your favorite?
Right now, my favorite to date is Waldo, the one that's currently living with me right now. But he's my best friend and my best buddy. But Poker, the first cat I ever had, thought he was a dog. And
yeah.
I'd go throw a ball, and he'd bring it back to me. And he'd play fetch. You know, he's really good. But Waldo right now, he thinks he's a dog too. So he acts like a dog and stuff. So he's really cool.
What's one pet that you wish you could have? Like any animal.
I wish I could have my Moosey back.
Aw, no!
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I really liked him a lot. Her a lot.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have my cat right now, because he deserves to have the run of the house. My little old Chihuahua really put him through the ringer.
And, yeah.
And he wasn't allowed to go in certain areas of the house because she was real, real dominant over him. And so, right now I think Waldo deserves to have all his freedom and do whatever he wants. But if poor Waldo would pass away someday, I would like to get another little dog.
Oh. What kind of dog?
It's either going to be another dog from hell, a Chihuahua.
Oh, no.
Or it's going to be, there's this little dog that comes up around here in the neighborhood. His name's Reggie. And he's a little...
Oh, yeah.
He's a little... It's not a toy, but it looks like a toy terrier. Or it's not a terrier. What's that dog's name? Or what's that kind of breed dog? He just told me what it was the other day.
I have no idea. I forget.
Not a terrier. It's a terrier mix. Oh, it's that tiny little dog. But it looks like a teddy bear.
Aww.
And so I think I might, and it's real little, so I think I'd like to have a little one like that.
What's your favorite holiday?
I have two. But I think my favorite holiday is Christmas.
Why?
But it's because on Christmas Eve, that's... time family gets together and stuff, and it's just so neat and magical, and
yeah,
I just love it. But I love Halloween too, because I love fall. Fall's so pretty.
Do you like haunted houses?
No.
Have you ever been to one?
Yes.
How was it?
Terrible.
What happened?
I screamed the whole time. Oh my gosh, they're so scary. I don't even like fun house or what, or I don't even like Noah's Ark down at Kennywood. But I was in a haunted house, the girlfriends and I, we went through it and stuff, and oh my gosh, I was so terrified, and it was just yucky and dark, and you never knew what was around the next corner, what you were going to run into. It's really, the unknown. I don't like it. You like fun houses. I don't.
I do not like scary houses. Or haunted houses. No, I do not.
I thought you did.
I absolutely do not. I cry. Every time.
But you like horrible movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you like horrible movies.
But I don't want to act them out. I don't want to be in them. I just want to watch them. What's a lesson that you've learned from someone?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I think the biggest lesson that I ever learned, and especially it came about from work or at work, was be careful in what you do and what you say, because mark my word, somebody is watching or listening to you. And if you would happen to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing with not bad intentions, people take things differently in a different perspective sometimes. And you just have to be careful. Somebody's always watching and always listening.
Do you think that actually applies to the real world today?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Yes, one of my doctors, I can't remember, somebody was doing, I can't remember what it was, something at work, and they didn't mean anything by it, but they said, oh, blah, 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 you know, and they were saying, and then they were caught by, they didn't know somebody else was around, and they, oh my goodness, you know, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it that way, but it was interpreted different, and the people got really hurt, and so that's where I got that from. That doctor said to me, not to me, but to a group of us, be careful what you say and what you do, because people are always watching and always listening.
Yeah. Do you miss working? Or do you like retirement?
I've been retired for a year and a half now. And at first, I really did miss it. I was really active in what I did in everything in my job. And so every time, like, I love to work outside. So I'd be outside and hear the helicopters flying over and stuff. It was Life Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I took people off Life Flight or put them on the helicopter back or forth. And, or we worked on them in the ER and stuff. And, I just enjoyed helping and taking care of people, and I got to see so much stuff, and I got to learn so much from working all that time. But yeah, I did miss it at first, but now my life's changing and I find myself so busy, and I'm able to do the things I was never able to do when I was working, or to go with friends and just to do things and enjoy stuff, and I'm busier now than when I even worked.
Mm-hmm. What's something you like to do, like, in your free time?
In my free time? I like to work outside. I go bowling once a week. I go out with a certain group of high school friends. Ooh. Still once a month. We go out for lunch once a month. There's another set of friends that we meet every 2 or 3 months. I keep in touch with friends and I go visit and stuff, and I'm just able to do activities and stuff that I enjoy now, and I like to walk, and I go to the Y, and Silver Sneakers, and but you can go swimming there, and they're getting brand new equipment in and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so I get to go see the new equipment, and then the old equipment that it's pretty still good, they move it down to the women's center, and that's really private, so and that's really nice down there.
Yeah,
and so I get to use that. I get to see my grandkids and anytime I want, and I get to help my daughter and my son out with the kids or things that they need or want.
Yeah,
and that makes me feel good.
How is your high school like? How, like, your high school life?
My high school life, it was good. I went to 2 proms.
Ooh.
One junior hop, it was called. I think it was just one. I can't remember. It was a good while ago. One thing I regret in high school, I didn't get into, like, any activities. I didn't do music. I didn't do the plays. I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I was very, very shy. Mm. Extremely shy. And I didn't open up until later when I got a job. And the occupation I did, I had to be open to people, and that really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. But high school was really fun, and back then I had to take typing, and we took shorthand.
Oh gosh.
And I could write, what, 150 words a minute, or take 150 words a minute, and type like crazy. Oh, and back then they had a thing, it was called keyword processing or something.
Oh yeah.
It was these great big machines in the room in the high school, and they were processors or something. They were enormous, and you just had to learn how to work them, and it was a lot of typing and stuff. But and the computers and stuff were huge with great big wheels like of tape and stuff inside them. And, you know, nothing like it is nowadays. You know.
Do you like how technology has changed?
Oh, yes.
What's the best thing about it?
My iPhone.
Why?
I love my iPhone. I can keep notes in it. I can look up the date.
What about your tablet?
Oh, I love my tablet. I love my tablet. But I just, my tablet's just for fun.
Yeah.
Like, I can do games on it. Yeah, oh, Facebook. I do Word puzzles on it.
Oh.
Or to keep my brain sharp.
Yeah. Sudoku.
Yeah, but
do you play Sudoku?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, why?
I can't figure it out. It drives me nuts.
Oh, now I'm
Is that number game?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, it's because you're so smart.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. That's hard. People that are like mathematically inclined are good at that.
I'm failing math right now.
Oh my god, don't you dare.
I am.
Well, you shouldn't be then. You should look at it a different way, because you're good at math if you can do that.
I guess not.
I don't.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Health. I liked health.
I guess it makes sense.
I like English class.
Oh, yeah?
I did. I like to write.
Do you like to read?
I love to read. I'm reading a book right now.
What book?
It's just...
A good book? Is it a good book?
Well, it's by Sylvia Day. She's a good author. It's an easy read.
That's cool. how many books have you read in your entire life? I want a specific number.
Oh, my goodness.
Specific number.
Ugh. Oh, I...
Specific.
That's hard to say. I took a drama class down at BC3 in Cranberry once, and we had to read plays. Mm-hmm. Now, the plays were like the book.
I would
was
never
like
be reading
3 inches thick, and we had to read it in less than 1 week, and then we had to do an impromptu speech on it after we read the book and what we thought of it and stuff. So a number of books. Oh my goodness. A lot, hundreds. I don't know.
What's your favorite book?
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to say it?
You can say it. It's okay.
Okay.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
No, you can say it.
Okay. The most intriguing, shocking book I ever read was by E.L. James.
Oh.
He was an author in England and won a Pulitzer Prize for the book, and it was 50 Shades of Grey.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
That, well, I've read many, many, many series of books and everything. Hunger Games was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Divergent. Oh, Twilight series was really good.
Oh, yeah,
good.
You were obsessed with Twilight. I can't get into it. It's boring.
Oh, I just loved it. but Hunger Games is a real good read, but E.L. James, when he wrote the 50 Shades of Grey, a book was never, ever written like that.
Yeah, definitely not.
And, well, there were passionate books and stuff out there forever, but
it was
that one was so descriptive, but it's how the author... She just drew you in. And do you know that she placed herself in those movies?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, ew, yeah.
No, she's like... Was it E.L. James? Yeah. I think that was her.
I think
so. Or was it The Hunger Games that they placed... No!
No,
it was 50.
It was 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she... Wait a minute.
What?
No, it might have been the Twilight series. It was the Twilight series.
Was it?
The author. And now I can't remember the author's name of the Twilight series. I know it.
I definitely don't.
I can see her face. Anyways, because I remember she was sitting at the counter and they filmed her. And in every movie, she was in The Wedding. When they walked down the aisle and stuff, she was in the group going down. And there was a man that published his books and everything. I think it was Stephen King. And then in his movies, he'd put himself in the movies, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. He might have.
It was somebody very famous that would put himself inside movies, too.
That sounds right. What's your favorite movie?
I think one of my favorite movies was Avatar.
Oh, God, you are obsessed with Avatar.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out again, but they haven't released it. It was supposed to come out last year, didn't. So, I don't know when. I hope they're coming out with it again.
Are you excited?
But that, what do you call it? Special effects and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable how they did that.
Okay, so. Who's your favorite grandchild?
Well, my favorite grandchild. Let me think. It's you.
I know.
Well, you were my firstborn grandchild. You're my oldest. You're 16. I can't believe it. And Oh my. Oh. Yes.
Do you like your grandkids?
No, I love them. I love them to pieces.
Yeah, what's your favorite memory of all of us together?
Oh, my favorite memory of all you guys together. Well, I kind of have a couple.
Go ahead.
But my first one, the most favorite one, is just by accident one day, you guys were standing on the steps at Easter time. And I took a picture of you guys. And the youngest one had little bunny ears on, holding a piece of paper. And so, for 3 years now, I don't think they were all on the road. Might be a year in between. I'm not sure. But we've strike the same pose for the same picture
every
with
Easter.
The bunny ears on, holding that little piece of paper in his hand with four grandkids standing on the bottom of my steps. And it's really neat that we started doing that.
They're works of art.
Yeah, because you can just see them growing like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's neat.
Do you have any other memories?
Well, I remember when I made you a little playground in the back.
Oh, yes. And the bridge.
Talking about the bridge. Yes, because you wanted a bridge when you were little. And my patio out back by the pool. You wanted a bridge. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, I was up in, where's that Amish building? Shippenville?
I don't know where it is.
That three-story
building. But I know
what
you're talking about.
And I saw a bridge up there. And it was unfinished. I mean, I just had to paint it and stuff. So I came home, painted it and everything. And the little bridge just goes over a section of a flower bed and stuff. But you had your bridge. And then you go up and over it, up and down and over it and stuff. Another time, your dad, I don't even know if you can remember this. Your dad put a slip and slide in the backyard. And they put soap on it and stuff. You probably don't remember that.
No.
And he ran water down it. And you guys would go down the yard like crazy. I mean, you guys really love that. Oh, how about the time that you guys dressed up in your Halloween costumes and they were inflatable dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah.
And then you went outside of my house and down the sidewalk.
Yeah, I remember that.
We filmed you the whole way down.
Yeah, Mason ran the whole way down the street.
Yeah, well, you and your brother both were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
One was a big dinosaur and one was a little dinosaur.
I was the big one.
Yeah.
We still have those.
Huh?
We still have those.
Mason's, I think, broke.
I think we still have it, though.
Oh.
Don't know why.
We should try to get them
working again.
Yeah, working again. That was funny.
All right. Well, thank you, Nana, for letting me interview you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
All right. Peace out, everyone.
How much time did you get?
Oh, it's...